executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
A day after the Packers' 24-19 win over the Rams, and much of the early conversation in Matt LaFleur's press conference on Monday involving suspended wide receiver Romeo Doubs.
I think it was productive, and we look forward to getting him back on Wednesday.
Did the coach have any idea Romeo wasn't happy?
With all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. What's done is done, and we're moving forward, and I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
I'll have more with Matt LaFleur after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers like their depth. To make that depth pay dividends, Matt LaFleur has decided there's value in playing those players, sharing snaps in games. But is there a downside? Are some players not on board with the concept?
Everybody has their own goals and aspirations and wants, but you just got to try to continue to keep it under what's best for our team. And ultimately, our job is to win football games. Yeah, I would love everybody to go out there and get every number that they'd love to hit, but it's all about winning.
And finally, how does the coach get the trust back between the team and Romeo Doubs?
Yeah, I think it's just one day at a time. It's a pretty isolated incident. Like, this has not happened with him before, and I don't expect it to happen moving forward.
I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Someone like you and all you know and how Trail Mix 103.1.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm on a stormy sea of moving.
every day. Yeah, yeah.
FM.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you could apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Bright and beautiful today with high temperatures reaching 60 degrees. Winds this afternoon may gust out of the northwest up to 15 miles per hour, but they calm tonight. And with clear skies, widespread frost is likely once again as we crash to near 30 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Even closer behind. salty mix of news, music, and information. Trail Mix 103.1.
gonna free fall out into nothing. Gonna leave this world for a while.
Now I'm free falling, now I'm free falling,
free falling,
free falling, now I'm free falling.
Yeah, I'm free
falling, now I'm free falling,
free falling,
free falling, now I'm free falling,
Trail Mix 103.1.
Thank you. Is it really fair to feel this way inside?
Trail Mix 103.1, available on the Civic Media app. Download the app for free. 3.1 FM.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics gold medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Bright and beautiful today with high temperatures reaching 60 degrees. Winds this afternoon may gust out of the northwest up to 15 miles per hour, but they calm tonight. And with clear skies, widespread frost is likely once again as we crash to near 30 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
I was saying
when you need a